And this is what we gotta take care of. So the Hawaiians and ours, the Hawaiians out there, all the people living in Hawaii, along my phone, y'all will go back out here, y'all.
And welcome, Mary Silva.
Oh, how do you know it's me?
Well, you talk about cutting it close.
What? Well, I don't think I can stay on too long because of some... I'm still in the mainland and they're still dealing with some family issues over here, but one of the things is I know that issues, not only Hawaii issues, you know, and we got all kind of issues, but, you know, we got some other kind of issues. Now, you know, one of the things that's happening now, you know, I know all you environmentalists, mahalo for, you know, you wanting to save this and save that, you know. However, we're going to start one petition that says, save the kanaka, okay? Save the kanaka. You know, you guys forget, you know, the kanaka, you know.
And starting with and starting with cuckooing KKCR's fund drive, because which supports, like Nalea Hawaiian issues, where we can speak about the issues open and honestly and invite all sides to the issue. And that's going on, too. So support your local Hawaiian, support KKCR and our fundraiser. We have some great stuff, too, because going on over here. You can give us a call at 826-7774, 826-7771, or toll free at 866-275. Oh, I guess that was crossed out, huh? I see that cut the throat from TV ago. Oh, why does that look kind of hazy? Oh, it's because it has been scribbled out. That's why. So the number to call is 826-7774, 826-7771 to support programs like Nalea Hawaiian Issues, like Rock Stories, where you can just get the music that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Definitely. I remember you're not going to hear the whole site of Inagata La Vida. Where are you going to see? Ever. Where are you going to, you know, you're not going to see that or hear that. You're not going to hear Rare Earth, you know, the whole side of Rare Earth album. What was it song they did, the Get Ready, or one of the songs that they redid Temptation, Nowhere Else. And you have Democracy Now!, you have all the different programs. I like the jazz programs and especially the rock programs, but the diversity of the music, you know, the jazz or reggae and late night, just different kind of music that you can't get anywhere else. So
let me add on, not only you got to save the kanaka, but you know what? You got to save KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, because without this kind of radio, I mean, you wouldn't hear us on any other kind of radio.
Yeah, you can start off.
And
you can start off with as little as $10, and you get a bumper sticker for that, and then we have different levels, and even for $365 with that is an angel pledge, which I heard some other people have gotten already. You can get a Kamoa ukulele. Or if you already got a ukulele and you need t-shirt and tote bags, you can get those too.
And you know what? One of the things that Kauai Community Radio has been around a long time, it's a big ohana. It's a big family radio station. You know, everybody at KKCR is a family. And like any family, sometimes, you know, you stay going like this to each other. Huh? What? What you said? But it's okay, because that's ohana. So this is truly, KKCR truly is a family radio station.
And
so here's what you do. Give us a call. Our volunteers are waiting to receive your phone call. Because if you like, say, programs like Nalea Hawaiian Issues program or the Sovereignty program or, you know, Uncle Louie and Uncle Andrew's program, you know, on Wednesday. Oh, it's a beautiful music. It comes.
Our Auntie Nani Rogers, she has her program every month coming on, talking about Hawaiian issues too.
Yeah, Auntie Nani Rogers once a month on Monday evening. So come on, you know, kick the CR touches on everything.
And the foundation of
you want music? Yeah, you like music, you like talk story, you like do this, you like do that. You like sort of like turn on something and hear something different every time. Well, give us a call and support your community radio. Yes, sir?
Yeah, and let's give a thank you out to the Wave Riders that support
Hawaii
Community Radio.
Pineapple Yoga Kauai celebrates 15 years of service in the Ashtanga Yoga tradition direct from Mysore, India. Classes 6 days a week in Kilauea. PineappleYoga.com, 808-652-9009.
PrivateYogaInstruction.com, celebrating its 15-year anniversary. From beginner to advanced, Private Yoga Instruction deepens your practice, deepens your aloha. PrivateYogaInstruction.com, 652-9009.
Magic Dragon Toy and Art Supply, featuring unique and creative toys and art supplies for all ages in the Princeville Center, 826-9144.
Brada Dave's Taro Burger, made from 100% non-GMO taro and seasonings. Distributed from Hanalei to Lihue. TaroBurger.com.
Solar Engineering and Contracting, installing solar systems on Kauai for over 32 years. For more information, call Paul Lucas, 332-8890.
Jungle Girl Boutique in Old Koloa Town, celebrating handmade goods and cultural diversity since 1998. JungleGirlJewelry.com.
Small Town Coffee is located in the Red Bus in Kojima Center in North Kapa'a and happily supports our community radio station.
Bill Fernandez, Hawaiian author, supports community radio. Without KKCR, people would not know what is going on. Listen, learn, and enjoy.
Kalaheo Spine and Wellness Center in a new location, a completely renovated home across from Rainbow Plaza, 2-2527 Kaumu Ali'i Highway. 332-5580.
I, whomever, earnestly pledge funding to ask the KKCR community to examine with all tools the second law of thermodynamics.
Hava Iki, Oceanic and Tribal Art, located in Hanalei Center. Artwork from the island nations of the Pacific. Ni'ihau jewelry, Hawaiian tikis, and more.
Hawaii Seed and GMO-Free Kauai. Mahalo KKCR and our community for continuing our quest towards responsible and regenerative agriculture.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And there you go. Thank you to the wave riders that support Kauai Community Radio right here at KKCR. We are in our spring 2016 fun drive, right, cuz?
Yeah, spring is such a beautiful time. You know, it's time for you guys for spring into action. Pick up your phone. Give us a call. Support your radio station. Yeah. Matter of fact, one of the things is, like I said, there's some, you know, a passing in my family, and so I'm here on the mainland. But today I sat down and, sat down with some people, some friends. My sister, she has a hello here. She has a we here. And also, they're in training for competition, with a competition over here for July. So I was very blessed to go meet Auntie Kaui, who actually is a Kauai girl, okay? Auntie Kaui. And I sat down and lunch, and some of the ladies who dance chula and are going to enter the competition. This is from Orlando, correct? And her name is Kaui Mahikoa. A Kauai girl. Long time, she hasn't been back in a long time, but, you know, it's a blessing to have kanakas with aloha, true aloha spirit here in the mainland. And she's a kupuna, too. So it's always a blessing to have kupuna with true aloha spirit here. And her family's over there from Kauai. Then we have another Wahine who I met, who dances hula too, and she's Wendy Yin. Now she belongs, you know, opposes the whole family. She says, for me to say aloha to Ray, her cousin, and then there's another cousin, I'll fucking his name too, but she says aloha to all you, thinking of you, and she says all her aloha and all her blessings and all her love. So, you know, I sat down and sat down with two Kauai girls, say, hey, look at this. Well, one Kauai Kupuna and one Kauai Alake, Auntie. So sat down and had good plain lunch, so, and good conversation. So anyway, I just wanted to say aloha from, you know, the kanakas over here to the kanakas over there, and the family reaches out and says aloha. So, I mean, shoot, go figure, yeah? It's, interesting. I've met some interesting people since I've been here. And unfortunately, because of what's happening, the development and whatnot, that's happening in our homeland, in our Aina, many of our people can't really afford to stay there. And that is a shame. But many of those who are, you know, trying to keep a hold of their kuleana, the Hawaiian kuleana, or and locals who are trying to maintain living here, you know, I say a prayer and may blessings go out to you, because it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And what Nalia Hawaiian Issues looks to do is turn around and talk about the various different issues that many of our community are facing in that struggle. So, again, you know, many blessings to you. Prayers go out to the community, to those of us who have tried and continue. Say, I'm not leaving, okay? I'm not leaving, not for nothing, and stay here because this is your home. And to all you newcomers, you know, please, you know what, and you've done it already on Kauai. You know, I've seen the changes since I've been there. And now, please, you know, you come over here because you love it over here. But then you go and complain and want to change things to the very things that you didn't like in the mainland. You want to change where you're living now in our Aina. You want to change things. 2 minutes, the same things that you left in Hawaii, in the mainland. So please, check yourself, okay? Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because you know what? Where are you going to go? If you change our lifestyle here, living here in our lifestyle, to the very same lifestyle that you left, there's no place for you to go. No place. What? You better go back home. That could be your age. So, again, what you can do is respect the Aina, respect the culture, respect the aloha, respect our way of living, and, you know, and eventually you'll grow to understand and love that the laid-back Hawaiian Kanaka style is the way to go. Okay? So, again, this is the Leo Hawaiian Issues, and, on KKCR Kauai QV Radio, so it's time for you to consider, you know, this radio station, and it's commercial free, you know. So all you get is, you know, straight talk, straight up, and not just a kind talk, and beautiful music. Hawaiian music, to rock you for ski, and then also other types of music, great jazz, you know. Great. I like jazz. Great, okay, music. So, support Kauai Community Radio. Give us a call, 826-7771, 826-7774. So, our volunteers, they're waiting. Or are they in the kitchen munching? Are they?
No, they're waiting very patiently. We have Tina B here looking so distinguished and just ready to reach over to grab that phone when it gets a caller at 826-7774 or 826-7771 again to support the program.
Yeah, I hear some of those volunteers snoring, so wake them up. You know, if you call them, wake them up. They won't have time for snore.
Well, at the half hour, because we'll do the legal stuff, and we'll get right back at you. And then we have Dean coming up later pretty soon with some numbers and seeing how we're doing with our fund drive right here at KKCR. But right now, let's check out what's happening with, well, you know what? We'll do the calendar, and then we'll follow with the Wave Rider number two. All the donations. Again, mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio and giving us a call with your pledge at 826-7774 and 826-771.
The Hawaiian Music Calendar is supported by HawaiianMusicStore.com. Mahalo, HawaiianMusicStore.com, for your support.
Aloha kakahi a kakako. Welcome to our Hawaiian Music Calendar for Saturdays. On the North Shore, the Tiki Aniki Restaurant in Princeville Shopping Center presents CAM from 6 to 8. The Tahiti Nui in Hanalei features Jeff Caldwell from 6:30 to 9. The St. Regis Hotel in Princeville features Keili'i Kanili'i from 6:30 to 9:30. On the South Shore, Leilani Rivera Lowe and Halau Hula O Leilani are at the Grand Hyatt in Po'epu from 6 to 9. Keoki's Paradise in the Po'epu Shopping Center presents Moku and Lenny at 6:30. Merriman's Fish House at the Kukui'ula Shopping Center in Po'epu features Kirby Keo at the front mall entrance facing the lanai. He's on the lanai there from 6 to 8. On the east side, there's a free hula show featuring Leilani Rivera Lowe and Halau Hula O Leilani at the Coconut Marketplace Shopping Center at 1 p.m. The Hukilau Lanai at the Kauai Coast Resort in Waipoli presents Billy Paul from 6 to 9. Shutter's Lounge at the Kauai Beach Resort presents Jonah Cummings from 7 to 10. The Eastside Cafe in Okapa Atau presents Hawaiian music from 7 to 9. The Kauai Marriott Resort at Waipoli features John Planis from 6:30 to 8:30. And Larry Rivera is featured at the Kauai Museum in Lihue from 1 to 2 with talk, story, and music. On our west side, the Wrangler Steakhouse in Waimea presents Nick Castillo from 6 to 8. If you have Hawaiian music events you'd like posted on our Hawaiian music calendar, please fax it at least 1 week before the event to 826-7977 or email it to events@kkcr.org. Attention, Linda. Mahalo nui loa. Have a great Hawaiian day.
KKCR has over 100 volunteers helping out during our two-week fund drive beginning May 12th, and answering phones is hungry business. The music and great talk shows are delicious, but not quite enough to sustain our busy bees, and we need your help. If you have a restaurant or business and would like to donate meals or food items for lunch or dinner during our drive, KKCR will thank you on the air and post a link to your business on our website for 3 months. Call the KKCR office at 826-7774 and speak with Dove or Lindsay to make arrangements. Mahalo nui from KKCR.
And yes, mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio right here at KKCR. Hanalei Kua Kilauea. Right, cuz?
Hi.
Yeah, and cuz, I gotta tell you this because what's happening with any amount of donation, now we have several different levels that you can call in and talk to our volunteers about what you want to do, but for just $10, you can get in to the KKCR Spring 2016 Fund Drive Grand Prize Drawing from Plenty Papuli P&B Kayak Company. And you can win for any, we have a $10 donation. You can get in to this grand prize drawing. So you can either, for just a $10 donation.
And what's the grand prize drawing?
You get a choice of either a Malibu Tandem 2 family kayak or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak. And Plenty Papuli Kayaks is Kauai's only kayak distribution company, blah, blah, blah. They are an authorized Hobie dealer offering Hobie cat sailing catamarans, stand-up paddle boards. I know Hobie stuff is good stuff. Full track and car racks and much more. They're located in Phase 2 Lihue Industrial Complex. So everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to win a kayak from Plenty Papuli Kayak Company for $10 or any donation. Whatever you give, you're going to be entered into there. So how about that? $10, you get a chance. So give us a call at 826-7774, 826-7771. Tina B is standing by at attention. Oh, yes, that's right. We're almost at $20,000, and we're only one-third of our way because we have like about 2 more weeks, Dean said. So we're doing really well, and we want to keep that up. So I'm going to throw my $25 as I usually do so we can get onto the board. At least we're on the chart. So that leaves only $12 that we need to hit $20,000. $12, $20,000.
Wow.
And with that, you can get into the grand drawing for a kayak. That's pretty cool. So did I get entered into the drawing for the kayak? That's some cool stuff. For $10, you can do the grand prize drawing for the kayak. Oh, and Dean comes rushing in here.
I do. And I say, just by calling 826-7774 or 826-7771, that's right, you can get entered into the drawing for the kayak. Mahalo to Papule.
Yeah, definitely. Good. So it wasn't that I said something wrong.
No. You're on it.
Actually, for $10, you and any other above, you will get entered into the grand prize drawing. That's right.
And when we reach, and my point was earlier when I said that, $20,000, we'll reach our $20,000, which on our way to 60, that's a third of the way there, and we're 3 days in.
Yeah, cool.
So we're doing really great this year, and mahalo to the generosity of our community.
There you go. I was going to say that the community supporting us, so that's really cool.
And I apologize for interrupting, and I look forward to hearing the rest of your program.
By all means.
Well, I'm here to help.
Mahalo, Dean.
Mahalo, Mahilani.
Yep, she's there.
Oh, thank you.
Long time no
thank
talk.
Thank you. I know. I can't wait to get back to Kauai because I miss Kauai. I was talking to somebody here that two Wahine's, one Kapuna and one Anake Anthe, and in terms of, you know, living on Oahu and living on Kauai and, you know, Kauai. You know what? They say Maui no Kauai. Nah, nah. Kauai no Kauai.
Hey, Mahi.
And yes.
Send my aloha to Hoku.
I definitely will.
I miss her too.
I will. Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah. But I turned around and told my daughter, I said, if your Connie comes back, I'm taking 3 months off and I'm going to court you and sleep.
Sorry to distract the conversation. I just need to get that in. Thank you.
No, it's okay. Love you, Dean.
Love you too, Mahi. And you can call 826-7771 or 826-7774 and enjoy Nalea Hawaiian issues. I certainly am, and thank you so much.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
And which is the, you know, Kekahu Foundation, Uncle Butch Kekahu. His foundation is founded on the basis for human rights and Hawaiian rights. And so we're on a very solid foundation. And so we enjoy the freedom to be able to talk about, you know, the Leo Hawaiian issues. We know it's controversial because there's some heavy issues that we deal with that we bring out to the floor, to the table that normally you're not going to hear on media. You know, how often did you hear about the DOI meetings? Okay, you don't hear that. Okay, so the Leo Hawaiian issues, just not me and Cuz talking, it's those who have called in and everyone sharing the manao.
Yep, that's what it is, sharing your manao, letting others know. And you'd be surprised just how many other people in the community feel the way you do. So again, mahalo to those who pledge your support to the Leo Hawaiian issues, but much more than that, pledge your support to Kauai Community Radio. So again, our volunteers are snoring at the phones, waiting for you to call. And have to wake them up. Yeah, wake them up. Our number is 826-7771, 826-7774. So, again, give us a call. And our volunteers are waiting. It's time to wake them up. Okay? Not to my schedule. Okay? So let's wake them up with a ring-a-ding-ding. And as little as $10 donation or even as small as you want, just as long as you keep your radio program going, your community radio program going. So, again, give us a call, 826-7771, 826-7774. So, you know, oh, my gosh, this is like, you know, every biannual situation. We, you know, call in and ask for your support. And that's not too much. It's not too much. So give us a call. Okay? Now, cousin. Cousin. Are you munching on something, cuz? Are you munching on it? No, you're not with your food. Anyway, so give us a call again, 826-7771, 826-7774.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks. We had a caller came with $10, and that is cool because we get $10 more, and we had 35. Woohoo! And that, hey, I'm not making fun. I am happy. I am happy to be on the scale. We are on the scale at $35, which is awesome. Thanks, Danny, for calling in. So we just need $2. $2 to get to the $20,000 mark. And that is awesome. So appreciate Danny and those. Did we get $2? Oh, we got more. Oh, we have just passed the $20,000 mark. Hey, it's kind of fun when you get. Yeah, we'll go. Dean goes, you want to, Dean says, we have a show goal of 500? I'm like, really? Yeah, 2 zeros? No, but let's shoot for the stars. Let's shoot for the stars. And we'll go for it because we already had some calls already, and that is fantastic. I always get nervous when the phone, when Tina is just going and just staring at the phone. I get nervous. Plus, I feel sad for her. She's, we're at, what? Really? We're at 135. I am ecstatic. Until I talked to Tina B and I found out that her show does like... Yeah, here's Tina B. What you got
to say? Ronald called and he wanted me to make sure he wanted everybody to know he supports the Hawaiian issues.
Yay!
And he always supports us. And he said he wanted to make sure I told Nani. So, Nani, if you're out there listening, honey, Ronald called. We love you, Ronald. Thank you so much.
There you go.
I just wanted to say, and actually right now, where it sits at...
Wow. $135,
so you're an angel pledge away from your goal.
Whoa.
You've got a lot of $500. Too,
one angel level pledge, you'd reach your goal.
Oh.
It's a dollar a day. And on a monthly sustaining member, that's $30.41 a month.
So what Dean was saying is we have our show that he helped us get our goal out there at 500. We're at 135 now. So with an angel pledge, which is 365.
Right.
365, you can get a Kamoa ukulele, or if you already get an ukulele and you need some clothes, you can get two KKCR t-shirts, two KKCR tote bags, and a KKCR hat. How's that? And do they get entered too when they do the
nation? Oh, yes, they would be entered.
Yeah, because so anybody, if you do the angel or if you do the $10 or there's different levels, you get entered into the grand prize drawing, which is either a choice of a family kayak or a stealth fishing kayak. That's awesome. That's awesome. So you have a chance not only to help KKCR, but you get to have a chance to get a kayak for just for donating. Yeah, from Princess, not Princess Papuli. From Plenty Papuli. Princess Papuli is a song. I can play that later. This is Plenty Papuli. So, cuz, that is awesome. We're at 135. What? I am very happy. That is awesome. Thank you so much for the callers out there. That's
shocking.
Yeah, just to see those numbers, I am happy. Because we all know we've had those times where we're like, whoa. You know, yep. We get like Lily Tomlin. We try.
Who
says? Yeah, one ringy ding. But we need four and five more ringy dings at 826-7774, 826-7771. And we appreciate that. That is awesome, guys. Awesome. I don't know what else to say. It's really awesome. And you're helping the community. You're also helping Hawaiians getting our voices out. It's awesome. What you got to say, cuz?
Well, what I have to say is I want to thank all those who have basically donated, monies towards KKCR and keeping it on the airwaves and keeping it afloat and supporting our families. So this one I wanted to thank them for, our listeners. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the Hawaiian issues, much less KKCR. So, thank you so much.
Well, not to get more controversial, because I know Hawaiian issues are controversial, but I had to say this, because we were watching this on the news. This thing about transgender and the law in the South. Okay, I think very simply, if you look like a boy, you go boy spectrum. If you look like a girl, go girl spectrum. And we know there's some that we don't know, but you know which bathroom. If you confuse on which bathroom to go in the public, then there's something wrong. But normally, if you look like that, you go to that bathroom. These guys who are making this law that even if you look like a girl, you have to, because you're transgender and you were born a guy, you got to go to the guy's bathroom. That's low. Okay? That's low. Okay, because right now, Bruce Jenner, which is Caitlyn, right now, I would say he goes, or she goes, or they go into the woman's bathroom. Okay? But under this law, she would have to go to the men's bathroom. Okay? That is Lolo. Okay? Lolo. Okay? Very simply, Lolo. So, that was my take. Anything on your side? I know it's, well, Hawaiians, we get transgender people too, and because I was born and raised in the mainland, but I was raised local style, so we never thought about, we knew we had mahu uncle, we had mahu auntie, uncle like, I mean, it was never, when I was brought up, as a bad thing. And my uncles took care of me. I remember, and he was a teacher, and we'd go to his house. I don't remember anything bad happening or anything. He was my uncle. And we just knew that uncle liked uncle, and they were in the same house. But it was nothing bad about it. So we weren't brought up with that kind of, oh, that's a, you know, this gay thing, it's a bad thing. We were raised that it's, that's what they like. Some people like Snickers, and some people like common joy. It's like, it's, yeah, you know. Yeah, but I think that law is kind of dumb. No, you have to use the restroom. Yeah, it's kind of going off. But it might affect Hawaiian issues here, because what we're going to do is start putting... I just don't understand that issue. I just don't really don't. If you look like a girl, but you were born a male, you would have to go to the male bathroom. It's just stupid. But back to our local news right now. And again, we were doing really good at our fun drive. We have a goal of 500, but we're at 135. So thank you for all the callers. And we have Dean and Tina B standing by. So give us a call at 826-7774, 826-7771 to support KKCR and all the diverse programming here. And that includes us Hawaiians. We have the right to speak our mind on the issues that affect us all, especially Hawaiians. Right, cuz?
Right. So... again, our volunteers are waiting for your call, anxiously waiting for your call. So, and some of those who are still staying asleep, wake them up. Give them one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies, and just shake them up. Yeah?
Yep.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking of lately that I haven't heard anything on Kauai, even though I've been following the tax situation on the city council. And luckily, they actually defeated the tax increase. Only Yukimura and Mason Chalk supported. So that was defeated, raising tax on registered vehicles and commercial vehicles to support supposedly road improvements. But, you know, I was talking to some people out there, it's like, you know, we've seen, and I've seen my tax for my truck double in the last decade. And we were told that doubling, and every time they increased it then, was for improvements of the road. So I'm just wondering, what happened to all those improvements that has cost taxpayers doubling of their tax on their vehicle registration the past decade? Where did that almost 100% increase go in that, where now you need another increase?
Yeah.
But luckily, I think Ross Kagawa was the main guy, and he made a statement that, and I agree with it, this is not the time. I mean, there's a lot of us still struggling out here. You know what I mean?
Yep. So,
and the government is a whole different trip. It's not like you can just tell them, you know, once they say you owe them money, you got to do something, or they take everything you got. As Hawaiians well know. Like I think we were just talking about, because I don't think there's any more, well, except for Uncle Charlie, level.
Yeah.
Everyone's been wiped out in Moloa.
Really?
Yeah, I know Waipake, all the families were wiped out except for me. The Kaha'aha'a family was the last one when Falco Partners sued them. Everybody else was quiet titled before and sued. So, yeah, there's still not families that have been there like at the turn of the century. Everyone's gone except for me. And then Moloa, just Uncle Charlie's left. That's it. So it's been wiped clean in certain areas. There are no Hawaiians at all.
Do you take calls on the air?
Yeah. Oh, we do have a caller on air. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Nali on One Issues. Oh, give us a call back. They'll give us a call back. We thought we were giving you a donation, but we can just forward it because we're taking phone calls also because we still have issues going on besides our fundraiser, which, again, supports programs like this where we can talk about the issues. And I was still trying to find because I was really interested in the PBS sovereignty debate between Ben Cayetano, who's against Hawaii.
Yeah, did you find that?
No, I'm still looking. Nothing has been posted. If anyone knows, be interested. Now, again, the position that John Wahea is taking is not the one I favor either because he supports the Aiapuni process, which we know is a joke. So, but it'll be interesting because Ben Cayetano is like, no, we'll wreck what we have in the state already. And it's like, you know, again, the Hawaiian people would have to give up your nation. You know, and it's always us that we have to give up something. We have to give up our land. We have to give up our rights. We have to give up our access. We have to give up the, you know, our nation just for the satisfaction of other people. And I just don't think that's right. And I'm proud that most Hawaiians don't think that's right. But, you know, because seriously, when we get to it, we've talked about this. And I've talked to two very, you would say they're white collar Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Well educated. Yeah. And they're hesitant. And I was wondering, why are you hesitant? What is preventing you, well educated Hawaiians? And you said.
What was the answer?
Well, one said, and I disagree with them, but she said that she doesn't think we have any leaders out there. And, you know, because sometimes the media focuses on, how would I say? It's something for me like Trump. Would you respect enough? And I guess there are a lot of people that do, but I tell you flat out, I would not vote for Trump. I just don't think he's presentable. For example, when we had some, my sister had some leaders from Hawaii back when she was working for us. At the time, Representative Kaka. And she went to meet them, but when she met them, it's like they were in shirts and slippers. And they were representing the community. You know, it's just like our queen, who's representing the Hawaiian people, would not go to Washington, D.C. in shorts and slippers. That's not appropriate at that time. You know, if there's a backyard later on get together in DC, yeah, I mean, maybe, but not when you're representing. You have to me, you have to have some kind of, you know, you're a dignitary. So look dignified when you're representing the nation. And they said at this time, they didn't see anybody who fit that. And I think part of it was because in the media, they see the fringe people. You know what I mean? The ones that are saying, hey, you can't do anything unless you give up your American citizenship. You know, the same thing where they told me, and I'm like, my mom retired from the federal government. She can't give up, you know, she has to live. I mean, what are you talking about? You know, that kind of thing. But I told, how about just the basic, what was wrong? But that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a leader who is respectable that can stand up. Right? They agree that there has been wrong. They agree of the facts of all that. But they just, and I think some point too, is they're just scared of the change, but they did mention they didn't see anyone that they thought was viable that could represent dignified the Hawaiian people at this point.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. I think we do have many people in the Hawaiian community that do represent and do stand up for what is right. Again, you know I'm a longtime supporter of Mililani Trask. I've seen her talk several times. This lady is akamai, and she knows what she's talking about. And there's others, you know, Keanu Saeed, even though I disagree with some of his points, very akamai. And there's others, you know, Bumpy Kanahele, Henry Noah, who put themselves out there to stand up for what is right. So there's many people that can at least, and just like everybody, you surround yourself with other people.
She wants to talk to you on the air.
Okay, and then we have a caller on the air, cuz. And we're going to put him straight on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air with Nalea Hawaiian Issues.
Hi.
Hey.
I just
comment on a couple of things you were talking about. One was, I did watch the John Mahe discussion, and I'll try and post that right on KKCR's Facebook.
Okay.
But I thought it was great that they are at least talking about Hawaiian sovereignty. You know, the dialogue that they were having was, what would they do if they were in David Ige's position? And, of course, it was easier to agree with John Wahee because he at least had some heart for what happened with an injustice to the Hawaiian people.
Right.
But the fact that they could sit there and really dialogue about it is something that hasn't happened, you know, prior to really the Mahea movement and some of these things with the culture.
Wait, you know what? Wait, let me just interrupt that thought right now. Hey, cuz, are you on the phone? Cousin.
No, I'm on the phone. Why?
No, we're having some background dialogue. Oh, it's not them? Okay. No, I was just wondering if you guys were talking to someone or there's a radio on or something, because we have like a dialogue in the background.
Yeah, it's going over the air. It's my sister.
Okay. So sorry, ma'am, that I interrupted. I just wanted to make sure that we can, we had some background conversation going on too, so it was kind of a little bit hard to hear you, but you're loud and clear right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's my sister talking to our mother on the phone. So that went over Kauai and Arizona Dells.
Okay, so caller, you have the floor again. Sorry.
I just wanted to say, you know, how good it is that it is now the mainstream dialogue that you have two former governors talking about really this compelling issue of the injustice that has happened to Hawaii and the people of Hawaii. So while it was easier to find agreement with John Wahee than Ben Cayetano, though I agree with you also that he is definitely on the not Iapuni perspective. But what I was also thinking as I was listening to what you were sharing is, recently I've been reading a book called The Imperial Cruise, which is about McKinley and Roosevelt and Taft, presidents, and what they did and what motivated them to do this injustice that happened all across the Pacific and, frankly, across the North American continent.
Exactly.
So the thing that's kind of concerning as I read that book, I had no idea how badly the Filipino people were just brutalized, that what would happen is they just slaughtered them. And they had trusted the American forces to throw out the Spanish. But as soon as the Filipinos sided with the Americans even worked with the Spaniards to, basically they sort of bought off the Spaniards and then they took over the Philippines when McKinley hadn't even known where on the planet the Philippines were before they went over there. There's just been these crazy wars of aggression and we don't really get taught, all the injustice that happened. So when you look at the path of what happened to Hawaii, I mean, it happened to Cuba and the Philippines and, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, and
so, they probably don't want to recognize the injustice, because if they recognize the injustice with Hawaii, then, you know, it follows that that was really just the common practice of the era and, frankly, the common practice of the present. You know, we're still doing it.
Yep.
So it's a problem.
No, I agree with you. And it really is, when you look at the expansion, we all heard about the Monroe Doctrine, if you study American history, the right that they felt to have to proceed west. But in all history, even when you look at the Romans and all that throughout history, including now, might makes right. You look at what happened after World War II. The big boys divided up the world, basically, and made kind of like the mess we're in now.
Yeah, you know, Hawaii is not unique in its injustice. It just, it happens everywhere. And in this last, 500 years, it's probably really been inspired out of the Germanic region of Europe. But, I mean, it happens the world over. You know, England was a conquered island nation. And then that conquered island nation went west to conquer others and then went west to conquer others. It's
really been a problem. But, you know, each continent has had that in their history at one point.
Right.
So I think the big challenge is moving forward. How do we not get manipulated yet again? And this national election is a rough one because we see...
Well, I'd withhold that thought because if you don't mind, I'd like you to stay on because I find this current situation kind of fascinating. I've never seen a presidential race like this in my life, and I'm, you know, 57. And if you don't mind, I got to do the legal stuff, but we'll continue this conversation right here at KKCR. Okay, so hang on, ladies. We're at KKCR, Honolulu, KEQA, Kilauea, and Nalea Hawaiian Issues is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with... We'll get plenty of things over there. Kamo Ukulele, that's right, and KCC, Kauai Community College.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments. Built with a one-player-at-a-time philosophy, from student models up to custom masterpieces. Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
The Hawaiian Studies Program at Kauai Community College, offering courses and experiences in Hawaiian language and culture for the children and friends of Hawaii. 245-8202.
Okay, so we're going to... She was bringing up the caller, and I want to bring you ladies back on. And mahalo again for supporting Kauai Community. We are in our flood drive. We have Tina B and Dean waiting patiently. 826-7774, 826-7771. And we just got another volunteer who just walked into the door. Shaka kiaka.
Oh, wow.
To help out with the phone line. So now we have six little hands ready to support you and your fund drive pledge. And again, any donation, you're getting entered into the kayak. You can either get a family kayak or a fishing kayak. That's just for your donation. So how can you lose? How can you lose? You support KCCR, and you have a chance of getting a kayak. And with that, how about this political arena that we're in now?
Yeah, and I have to throw out a big mahalo to KKCR and all the people who support these fund drives, because it is so important for listeners to support KKCR at 826-7774, because it makes the difference of Hawaii having free radio, and we're the only place in the island.
Yep.
And increasingly the only place, very few places in the country are left with truly community radio. So back to the election. It is a crazy election where we are seeing it revealed how manipulated are both political parties in putting out a candidate of their choosing. It's almost an illusion of choice on who the voters want. You know, so we're seeing that both in the Republican and in the Democrat. Like, Bernie Sanders is clearly the Democratic choice of the people. And, like, here in Hawaii, all but one of our superdelegates, I believe we have 12 superdelegates, and all but one of them is supporting Hillary Clinton.
I find that bad. So you're in support of Bernie.
I am supportive of Bernie, yes. And when you see that, you know, every single precinct but three in Honolulu voted overwhelmingly for Bernie, like my precinct was 83%, yet the delegates, the super delegates, are going for Hillary. And in, like, the state of Washington, every single county went overwhelmingly for Bernie, yet zero of their super delegates are going for him, and they're all going for Hillary Clinton. And we see a broken system. We see a broken system in the Republican Party, too, and that it's an illusion of democracy. And the word under the table is, even now what is being debated is how to create in Hawaii people needing to be registered as a Democrat 3 months ahead of voting in the presidential preference polls, because the outcome was so far away from what the tight circle within the Democratic Party wants. Huh. And I think both Trump and Bernie Sanders, they're showing people are going, hey, the system as it is unfair. And so from both extreme right and extreme left, you're hearing the same message, and it's happening across the world. Everybody, I was listening to Democracy Now! Yesterday on KKCR, and we're hearing about what was going on with Brazil and the overthrow of the government in Brazil. And that's not fair. You know, the people around the world are all saying, hey, corporations, you're taking too much.
No, I don't agree with that. With the World Bank, and you look at some of the setup and what they're doing, where Greece has to sell their port to China to pay a debt. Hey, there's something wrong with this, when a nation has to sell part of its historical treasures to pay a debt to another foreign bank. I think even some of the conspiracy theories that I've seen, I don't know, some of it leads to credence, like this whole system is being manipulated. But I had to ask you a question, truly, because I think, you know, and I'm just being straight out there, I think some of the complaints from Trump and from the Bernie guys was that this is how the system was set up. And obviously, just like democracy, you can have a close race, but if you don't convince everyone to your side, you either win or you lose. That's the way it goes, right? This is how the system was in. Now, what I feel that some of the way the system was is because I would have a problem if you're a Democrat all your life, you do your fundraising, all that, and you have this person who comes in 3 months and says, now I'm a Democrat. I think that's why some of the primaries for Democrats, you have to be registered, which means you're in, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a fly-by-night where this guy comes in, because that's what part of the problem with the Bernie was, is that he's not really a whole Democrat. He's basically a social Democrat, and he hasn't been like, you know, what normally what the party does, where everyone helps, you know, you go out and do fundraisers for everybody. But I do agree with you. I like Bernie's platform. But I wonder, what is this hate? Why do people hate Hillary so much? What is it about her?
Okay, so I can answer both of those questions.
Sure.
I would say you're right in what you're saying about people coming in at the last moment and for somebody who switched over to Democrat. That's true. That's fair. And I think the reason why that happens is because there is no independent primary, so people that aren't either Democrat or Republican pretty much can't ever make it to the general. So that's why that problem is. And then the second question, when you say, why do people hate Hillary so much? I believe that's because if you look at her foreign policy as Secretary of State, you know, she was in literal positions where the type of arms dealings that were being made were like in the billions of dollars. And these companies that are in the arms dealing, you know, the military industrial complex, they are heavy supporters of her campaign. And we attacked Libya, Syria, Iraq. You know, we did all these wars of aggression with people who weren't actually doing anything to us, and that happened under her watch. So that's pretty hawkish. And it's a legacy, just like I was talking about with McKinley and Roosevelt. People don't want to be a war machine. People don't want to be bombing places like Damascus back to the Stone Age, which is what we have done. We have displaced 6 million people. We have killed hundreds of thousands of people. And that is heavy, a heavy thing to do. It's got profound consequences. And so when we have all these immigrants that are being vilified and demonized, and yes, they come, and yes, they're angry, but when we look at what's happening, not even just in the Middle East, but also in Honduras, Hillary Clinton was right behind and supported the overthrow of the publicly elected leader in Honduras. So it's these foreign policies. You know, people will talk about the liberal agenda of, you know, what's internal, and we could argue back and forth whether she's doing internal politics well or not, you know, within the United States. But I think when people really feel bad about what's happened is the continuance of the wars of aggression. They certainly happened under George W. Bush. Somewhat they happened more covertly under Bill Clinton. I like Bill Clinton, but when we have what we call an embargo, if you starve a country out and there's depleted uranium on those places, Iraq did nothing to the United States. And those weapons of mass destruction that we were certain they had, the United States sold it to them. We had the receipt for it, you know. So there was some legitimacy in them thinking they had it, but it was sold to them to use on the Persians, the people from Iran. And it had been. So
yeah,
people
it was just
don't
like
that anymore. No more.
And it was just like World War II. A lot of the steel that the Japanese used for their airplanes was American steel.
Yes, and a lot of, like, IBM sold the whole number system to the concentration camps. Right, all those little numbers that were tattooed on people's arms, and they're passed now, but I had friends with them on those numbers on them. That was IBM. So, you know, these companies do well on either sides of the wars. The banks do well on either sides of the wars. And I think the people who are just so strongly against Hillary Clinton are against her foreign policy maneuvers. There is, you know, so much difference between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is as far apart as Trump and Sanders. You know, it's Hillary is competent and works well within the machine. The thing is that do we really, like right now, do you know this? And this is something that was also on Democracy Now! On KKCR, but $3 trillion is being invested into, like, micro-nukes, you know, small nuclear bombs. Smaller delivery nuclear bombs. What a disaster. And Hillary is right, wanted by the Democratic establishment, because there will be continuity between President Obama's administration and Hillary's. But Hillary is like the Dick Cheney of Obama's administration, in my opinion. You know, she's right there behind these wars. And so when we have micro or smaller package nuclear weapons, we're so much more likely to be using them. And nuclear war is bad, and these people don't deserve to have this happen to them. So, I mean, it's pretty clear how I feel, right? But this is not arguable. These things are happening. It's not like they're not happening.
Right.
And you know, so I could get detailed on some of this politics that brought us into these different wars, but it's not because we're being attacked, nor is it because we are liberating these people. And when I'm reading about the Philippines, we were ostensibly liberating the Philippines and Cuba, but 400,000 people died in Cuba as a result of the American movement into there, and most of them were women, children, elderly. They were the civilians. That term concentration camp meant concentrate the population. They took the vulnerable people and they put them in a small area to keep them from supporting the men. And that happened in both countries, the Philippines and Cuba. I double check on the footnotes. And I've been surprised that I haven't heard more about what happened in the Philippines, given how large is our Filipino population here. But, you know, there's all this historical footage of, you know, the photographs, not videos, but the bodies just being dumped into ditches, you know, in that 1898 time that the Americans went over there. It was, I think his name was Dooley, the Navy person came over, and they brought the military over. Anyway, they killed people, and they didn't need to. You know, it was a wrongful thing to do, and there wasn't really any real benefit to the United States with Cuba or the Philippines. Not really.
Well, Cuba, I mean, the Philippines gave them a closer base to Asia.
It was a closer base to Asia, but, you know, that they didn't hardly have, I mean, it was before there was airplanes.
Yep. And I think this is a Hawaiian issue, because Hawaiians are going to have to deal with the next president of the United States. Or whoever it is going to hear words from the Hawaiian people. I mean,
it is a Hawaiian issue, because like in what happened all the way over to the Philippines, what we're looking at is a holistic policy. And so that when we're talking about the injustice that happened to Hawaii, when you zoom the camera lens back, that was the policy of dealing with everybody. And so when the United States government doesn't roll over very much because of the statement, hey, we were wrongfully managed, it's like, well, yeah, you and the rest of the world, right? You and the rest of the world that we were at. So that has to be that mindset. We aren't something special. This was a matter of policy for certainly 100 and something years ago when they did it here, but it has continued and it's continuing today. And it's also, I think, really important to see because as there's an effort towards sovereignty, to be very careful. Like the reason I started looking at Cuba and started looking at the Philippines is because of the Halavai-Kuakoa meeting where we're seeing what happened to us and then where even in the international courts right now, the United States can't essentially produce the title of ownership on Hawaii. They've been asked for it. Years are going by. They don't produce anything. Well, I look at that, but I think, okay, who are the allies who are kind of supporting the Hawaiian movement towards sovereignty? Well, China, Russia, number of the Islamic countries. So, you know, that sounds like an echo of the United States helping the Philippines and Cuba, for example, with Spain, or we were helping Korea against Japan, except that we made a deal with Japan that they could have Korea, right? We made a deal with Spain that we were going to pay them off for the Philippines. So Spain just essentially left. You know, so when the pretense at the time is, hey, it's a friend coming in to help, a deal gets made and something's just pawned off. And you were talking about, like, in Greece, the port being sold to Chinese. What's happening now, we have all this municipal debt that we're going into, like across the country, across the United States, all these standards of how you need to manage your water and your roads and everything else gets higher and higher. So, you know, we build a roadway there in Niue that, you know, you could, as I say, land a 747 on it. It's built so solid, but how do you pay for it, right?
Yeah.
So they give us these Build America bonds. They give us these bonds. These bonds are short. They're like 2 years, and then we've lost our credit rating. 10 years ago, we didn't have debt on the islands. Now we do. And it's happening all across the country. It's the same as what happened in that 2008, you know, real estate collapse. They gave loans to people they knew could never pay back. Now they're almost demanding loans are taken to pay for infrastructure that's required. Then they give the money, but those people can't pay it back. So they basically take infrastructure paid for by a tax base, and then it goes off to the private company. So we have to be really, really careful. And when I say we, you can tell from my voice, I'm not Kanaka, but all of us, who call Hawaii home. All of us who, you know, have a Social Security number which says, you know, we are essentially security in the debt base of the United States, right? So this is all of our issue. It's a kākou thing. It's not just Malihini transplants or Kanaka Maoli. It's all of us. We're all impacted by these macro dynamics that are underway, and we need to stand together and pay attention because we are all essentially the targets of strategy that disempower the people.
No, and it is scary because all this monetary is like, okay, so just like Puerto Rico, they own all this money to who? You know, who's the one that's holding the ticket on all, on Greece, on Puerto Rico? And how are these leaders of these areas getting so screwed up that they have to sell off and you get so deep in debt? I mean, we all know if you don't have $1,000, then you don't spend $1,000. Otherwise, you go in debt. And this country,
right,
trillions, Come on. And then who was it? Even Obama. They just gave another Congress another $1 billion to support. Where are you getting the money from, dude? You're already trillions of dollars in debt. Where are you getting $1 billion to support another program or another country?
That's it's right. Like, and when you look at what the debt level is of the Earth, you think, okay, who do we owe it to? Venus? You know?
Exactly. Mars? Who's getting paid for Mother Earth?
It is a fiction.
Yeah, it's a man-made bunch of crap. That's all it is. Even all this monetary stuff. Greece has to sell their port for what? Because it makes you think that some of those conspiracy theories are like, hey, wait a minute. Because when you see this stuff, it's the financial system of this world is absolutely insane.
Yes, and it's not a theory. There is a conspiracy by the banksters, right?
Well,
there is a plan. There is a global plan.
Well, what it is, a few people get rich while the rest of us suck eggs. And the perfect example, local, is that fence in Lepe'uli. That's going to separate to go down Larson Beach, a private entity. The thing is only 200 feet, $60,000. I can do it for under $500. It's only 200 feet.
Yeah.
Someone is getting filthy rich off our taxpayers' money, and the county is pissing it away. Anyone go down there, a $60,000 fence for that. We're being ripped.
It's an excellent example of how 200 feet can essentially privatize a beach. You know, that 200 feet, that like that pathway isn't easy for not everybody to go down. You know, it's pretty steep the way they want to make people go down it. And it essentially privatizes.
And it's not Aloha style, okay?
No, it isn't.
Not even close.
So, I know I'm taking a lot of time on your
No problem. This is not Leo.
But I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate what KKCR does. And I want to encourage particularly the Kanaka Maoli community that while they have had injustice profound to them happen that they have always been aware of, the rest of the population is waking up, you know, and we're all in the same issue together. So we stand together. I like Rico Martin's song, you know, All Hawaii Stands Together, because that is continuously becoming more and more the truth.
And mahalo for your thoughts and your mana'o.
Yes. Take care to both of you.
Mahalo, and Lynn, we'll see what happens in 6 months.
Yes, and I hope people donate to KKCR.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. And you can give us a call at 826-7774, 826-7771. We are in the fund drive. And for your $10 pledge, you can pledge any amount, but for just $10, you can get entered into the grand prize, which is a free kayak, a family kayak, or a stealth fishing kayak. Or if you don't need a boat, you don't need a kayak, you can get some clothes. You can get some tote bags, some shirts, a cap, all that. You can't beat that. For $10 donation, you can have a chance to win a kayak. And on Kauai, you can use a kayak.
You know what? The best part about it is you're supporting Kauai Community Radio. I mean, the gifts are good, but there are people, members who have been members for almost as long as the radio program has been going, and they donate every year faithfully. And the reason why they donate is because they know the value of Kauai Community Radio. They know the programming that goes on here. They know the hard work the community members, volunteers, have put in to keeping KKPR afloat. And that's very important, because now these days what happens is with the various different other community radios, I mean, there's always a push for advertisement. It's the money that keeps them going. But for us, it's the community that keeps KKCR going. So with your generous donation, and we say generous, it could be a dollar on. That's generous. Because now these times and days, they all hard.
Yep. Everybody helps. And with that, we're going to give thanks to the Wave Riders who support Kauai Community Radio, right here, cuz.
15th annual Heifa'i Kauai, August 6th and 7th. The Tahitian Dance Competition includes an amateur youth group category, 822-9447, heiva'i.com.
Kealia Farm Market, providing hyper-local food to our community and visitors. Mondays and Fridays, Pauhana 3 to 7.
To all that moves, breathes, lives, and loves.
Dove presents Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour. Big Island, June 22nd. Maui, June 23rd. Oahu, June 24th. Kauai Manifest, June 26th. DovePresents.com.
Crater Lake Spirits, supporting KKCR and Kauai. Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey from Oregon. With love.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg. Located at the St. Regis Princeville and Kukuiula in Poi'ipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea Maui. ExpandingVisualReality.com.
A. Feinberg Galleries featuring two new images released on Kauai. Wai'oli by Moonlight and Split Decision.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art gallery quality, canvas giclée and specialty paper prints and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
Aegis Capital Management, Inc., fee-only institutional investment and financial planning brought to individual investors.
Youth Impossible, Make It Possible. Schools out for summer, Kukui Grove Fun Factory, May 27th, 6 to 9, missionyes.org.
Ono Pops Gourmet Frozen Pops, homemade on Kauai. Local and organic ingredients, over 20 Kauai locations at onopops.com. Ono Pops, local, ono, and pono.
Faring Family Farm Stand, serving organic fruit popsicles and frosties. Open 7 days, Wailapa Road, Kilauea, on the way to Kahili Quarry Beach.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Little Fish Coffee, serving the freshest coffee, fruit smoothies, bagels, acai bowls, and paninis in Old Hanapepe Town. LittleFishCoffee.com, 335-5000.
Fresh Bite Food Truck in Hanalei, serving local farm to beach, breakfast and lunch, 652-0744, FreshBiteKauai.com.
Discover clues to agelessness in Gabrielle Olivier's recent book, Age is Not a Number, Amazon.com, under books, Gabrielle Olivier.
Dekine Hands Acupuncture, treating pain, injuries, facial rejuvenation, and more. For in-home or Hanalei treatments, call 808-631-6889.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 30 years with island-made, non-GMO granola and granola bars. AnaholaGranola.com.
Your Kauai bookstore, 150,000 new books, new releases, secondhand, rare, and collectible. Open every day. www.kauaibookstore.com, 335-6469.
Garden Island Hydro, providing all your growing needs. Open 7 days a week starting in June. GardenIslandHydro.com, 246-4769.
HeartbeatofKauai.com, where cyberspace meets coconut wireless. Gratefully serving Kauai since 2002. HeartbeatofKauai.com, 634-4138.
Backseat driver, photographer, opinionated road trips, outdoor adventures, photo DVD included, original art, pet portraits, 635-0133, wittywizardguide@gmail.com.
Richard Harder Construction, Inc., on Kauai over 38 years, specializing in custom homes. Friend of KKCR from the beginning, Richard Harder Construction, 808-646-1304.
Mermaid's Cafe, fresh, local, healthy. Serving Kapa'a since 1999, open every day 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mermaid's Cafe, 821-2026.
Hawaiian Spirits Bee Extractions, licensed and insured. Professional hive extractions island-wide, trees, buildings, and more. Proudly supporting KKCR 212-4178.
If you'd like more information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
Everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to win a kayak from Plenty Pupule Kayak Company. The grand prize drawing winner may choose either a Malibu Tandem 2 family kayak, which includes seats and paddles, or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak, which includes a seat and paddle. Donate any amount to KKCR today, and you will automatically be entered into our grand prize drawing. Mahalo nui for Plenty Pupule Kayak Company, the only kayak distributor on Kauai. More information at plentypupule.com or call 245-5005.
And you're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KQA Kilauea, and this is Nalea Hawaiian Issues, and we are in the middle of our fun drive, but we're going to check the surf report first. Let's see what's happening with our ocean safety stuff.
Aloha, I'm Pat Durkin with your KKCR Beach and Ocean Safety Tip for today. The safest places to swim are at beaches with lifeguards. On Kauai, we have 7 lifeguard stations. On the North Shore, they are located at Aina Beach Park and the Hanalei Pavilion. On the East Side, lifeguards are at Kailia Beach Park and Lydgate Park. South to West Side locations are Poipu Beach Park, Salt Pond Park, and Kekaha Beach Park. These stations are staffed 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Always check in with lifeguards no matter where you plan to swim. Conditions can change rapidly. For more information about today's ocean conditions on Kauai, visit kauaiexplorer.com. With today's beach and ocean safety tip, I'm Pat Durkin for KKCR Radio. Have fun and be safe.
And right now there's no...
Everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing.
They went talk already, so... The surf is all good. We have 2 to 6, and Hanalei is 2 to 4. The rest of the island is like 1 to 3. No official advisory. Everything seems pretty small and dandy, but still be careful when you go out there into the waves. You still got to make sure you know what you're doing, right, cuz?
Right, and guess what, cuz?
What?
You're not gonna do. I'm gonna put mine too in with yours. So put me on hold and give me to either Dean or Tina B, and I'm gonna match you. Okay?
$1,000.
Oh, shut up! You know I get $1,000.
Okay. Well, hang on then. Hang on, and then for you, cuz I'm gonna play. Let's see. Death of the Island. Okay, so you want me to hand you over to Tina B, and we'll get right back at you, cuz, okay? Since she's going to do a donation. Number one. And for that, cuz, let's see. I'm going to play you this beautiful song of my favorite Hawaiian falsetto singer. The one and only Dennis Palau.
No.
That was for you, cousin. Thank you, Mahalo, for your donation of how much was that?
She's not there yet.
We'll be she's not there? Maybe she's getting a sandwich or something. But that was Dennis Pavala. And we are in our fundraiser here at Nalea Hawaiian Issues and at KKCR. So give us a call at 826-7774, 826-7771. Shaka Keaka. Oh, I just saw him get his little fingers on the phone, and he picked up the phone. So we appreciate that because, hey, Nalea Hawaiian Issues, Nalea is the voices of Hawaiian issues. We speak about the issues that affect us from the...
You got a call?
Okay, we'll put them online because you guys are always number one when we have a caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air with Nalea Hawaiian Issues.
Hey, great show, love it.
Mahalo.
Hey, the last caller that you had, it was really good. I appreciate her ideas. Like, essentially, what you were talking about is pretty much with the Occupy people. We're talking about it, in the 99% of the people are having a hard time right now.
Right.
And the 1% of the people, it's even less than that, actually, that are controlling all the money and dominating the situations here. And one of the things they didn't mention is the word capitalism versus, like Bernie Sanders is talking about, socialism, democratic socialism, not the way it's been tried before, or actually there is some of it happening now in Spain. They have some of it going where it's worker-owned factories, where the businesses that are moving out of the country and going to China and other places, that the workers take over those factories. And it's from a bottom-down type structure rather than having what we have now, a few people that run the whole corporations and tell everybody else what they're going to get paid for wages and what where the money's going to go to like that. So, yeah, that's what Bernie Sanders is talking about in his socialism, which is kind of a dirty word in America. We've been conditioned not to like it and connotate it with communism. But there is a democratic socialism that is different than what has really been tried before, like by Russia or by China. And that type of socialism didn't work because it was a top-down sort of situation like our government is right now. What do they say? I think it's 66 people or 67 people own more money and wealth than half of the rest of the population of the world. That's billions of people.
Yeah, and
so that's what we're ending up with.
And I agree. I'm probably leaning a socialist too. I find it interesting that Hillary has trying to incorporate some of Bernie's stuff, and she's made some statements that has her leaning more to the left. I think that's good. I think Bernie Sanders has some ideas that I think should be incorporated. I do lean towards that because I do feel, you know, how the Republicans say, oh, we want to take all the money from the rich guys and spread it around. Yeah, kind of, because it's like, how much money does one person need, really?
Exactly, like what I mentioned, 66 or 67 of the people own more than billions of people do in the world.
Yeah,
don't we call that
hoarding?
and actually that's what Hillary represents, is perpetuating that style of our system through Wall Street and through what she's done so far, who she's involved with, you know, with doing speeches for J.P. Morgan and all the big financial people and getting support from all those people. And Bernie is getting most of his from the people, though I don't think Bernie's a god either. He has some points in especially in his past. There's some things that he's done that maybe he regrets as well. But the idea of, you know, the people working for the wage and then deciding who is going to be the boss of the company, and you vote at the end of the year, hey, how did our administration do this year? Did they do good? Okay. Well, they didn't. Oh, fire them. Let's hire some other people to help organize from the, you know, our organization of labor here. Spain is doing that already. They are Montaglione or something in the Basque Mountains. They have quite a bit of that going on where they have their own bank so they can loan money. You don't have to go to the capitalist system to borrow money to start up an enterprise, a business for the people, a socialist enterprise. So I'm kind of new with the ideas as well, but I've been educating myself a little bit about it, and it seems like that would help redistribute the wealth, get the businesses back for the people to go to work, and not give all the money to the one who dominate the financial world.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and I agree that the system has to be tweaked. I think the system that we have right now, we know it's not working. It's favoring only a few, and I think it should have to be redistributed, because I just don't think that wealth has to be concentrated in just a few. I just don't see it, and that's just greedy. I mean, one guy has $50 billion. I mean, you could make a lot of people happy, you know, and still have $1 billion left over. I mean, come on. You know, it just seems like it's just hoarding this kind of stuff. And maybe, I mean, for that reason, I'm a socialist. I think the wealth can be spread around so that we all can live with, you know, not everyone can live in a mansion. And I see those who work hard, and my sister works hard. She has a very good house. I'm fine with the house that I have. I know my wife wants another one, but I'm fine with the house that, you know, some of it, I'm happy to have a roof over my, I love the old plantation houses with, I don't need anything fancy. Just long as I'm out of the rain, you know, my sister, she can't do that. Sorry, sister.
We're at what you'd call end game in the capitalist system here.
Yeah.
48% of the Hawaiian people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
So if they don't get their paycheck, they can't pay their rent. They can't buy food. They're going to get kicked out of their houses, or they're going to have to make up excuses, you know, to their creditors about what's happening. That's almost 50% of the population of Hawaii is in that situation.
Well, you know, and it's all these rules, right? What was illegal yesterday is legal now, and the guys who got arrested yesterday when it was, you know, it's all within time things change. For example, why do they have to take my land in Wailoa that's worth $150,000 and sell it off to someone from Colorado for $10,000 for the amount that I owed, instead of making the rule that says, okay, you owe the back taxes. Agree, my family was screwed up and wouldn't take care of it, but put it on the market and then sell it so we at least get some of the money back. No, they let it go for $10,000, and it's worth $150,000. And why? Because we can't afford the taxes. It went from 200 to 2,000. We have 5 parcels. Now you want $10,000 in just taxes? I'd rather eat. Okay, so I decided to eat rather pay just taxes to the county. And they go, well, we'll take your land. So freedom, democracy, what am I going to do? Okay, I don't have $50,000 to buy them all back. So you're going to take all my land for free.
Yeah. Well, that's financial enslavement right there.
I agree, and it's unfair, but it's their rules, and I can buck it, but I'll be in jail. So it's like, how much freedom do I have? It would have been more fair than say, okay, your family couldn't get it together. We're going to take your land. We're going to put it on the market. We sell it for you in $100,000. Okay, at least that's better than $10,000. But to give it away for free? For free. That was a big hit. That was a big hit. And that not only happens to my
Greece,
family.
I don't know if you mentioned Puerto Rico is in the same situation with the banks either.
And how did they get into that? Now Congress doesn't know whether they want to bail them out or not. I was like, how did they get in that deep in the first place?
Because of the capitalist system as well. We loan you the money. You know, a lot of it is predatory lending, too. They want to get you in that situation where, okay, you don't pay us, we're going to shut down your government. You got to go into, what do they call, sequestration or something like that.
Right, and now you're looking, and it's funny because now it's not just like family foreclosing and lose their homes. Now you're talking about nations losing chunks of their land and their assets to pay this, what is this, monetary fund thing? It's like, who are these guys?
Well, they're bankers that are speculating. They're speculating that you're going to lose a lot of the time, but they're willing to loan you money so that they can take advantage of you. Right now, Puerto Rico's taking out loans to pay for their debts, but none of it's going into aiding the country. It's all going into just paying their creditors so that they'll leave them alone. There isn't anything that's helping them to get back on their feet.
And then I haven't studied it that well. It's like, who made these deals that put you so far down in debt? Someone didn't know what they were doing. I mean, obviously the United States is the same boat. How do we get so far in trillions of dollars that China owns half of our okole? That is stupid. That's our leaders who did that.
Yeah, sure. Well, they're the ones who took all the jobs out of America and sent them to India and China and other places, Philippines, I guess. I don't know. Around the world so that they could make more money without a concern for the workers or the people.
Yeah, and they get cheap labor and we get cheap product because, you know, some of the stuff, hey, you got to buy 3, 4, 5 times the stuff made in China because it doesn't last. It doesn't last.
Right. Well, partly that is because of the American corporations wanting to profit more.
Exactly.
You're telling them what to build and how to build it and what materials to use. So I wouldn't necessarily blame the Chinese for it, but
no.
The capitalist people are trying to make more money by whatever means that possible.
I know. Even I went to see, saw this American NFL football. I was like, yeah, I always wanted this real night. Made in China. I was like, hey, wait, that's like getting a Louisville, Kentucky bat made in Shanghai. It's not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the manufacturing industry in America anymore. We've sold it all out to the other places. That's why when the factories move out of here and go to other places, the people ought to take over those industries and perpetuate the industry. But a lot of times, they won't even sell it to the people.
Right.
Them to have the businesses.
And my friends have been showing me this thing on a trade deal, and I'm not expecting everybody to be perfect. Like you mentioned, hey, throw the first stone. I mean, we're all imperfect. Even our leaders are imperfect. I understand that. But when you make a policy like the trade agreement and you find that there has been something that it didn't pan out the way the paperwork said, right? We're getting screwed on this. Then you go and correct it. You don't stonewall us and all that. I did the right decision. You know, if facts come to pass that shows that, A, you need to make an adjustment on what the original decision was or the trade agreement, then do it.
What didn't work out for the people, but it worked out for the corporations.
Agreed.
It worked out for the capitalists. So
exactly.
It, not necessarily from their perspective, was wrong. It was still good.
But, you know, when you look at two, it's like when American workers demand $35 an hour, and the corporation, you know why they're going to China, because they can make it for 25 cents. Now, there has to be a decision. I think they can still make it for here rather than 35. Would you take 20? You know what I mean? There has to be work on both sides. There has to be some compromise. You can't demand high wages and then get pissed off because someone else can make it cheaper and everyone's going to buy that.
Right. But if it was worker-owned factories, they could recognize that, oh, the value of our product is this that we're producing. We have this amount of workers. We're going to have to work for this amount of money to be able to make things meet, not the few people on the top are going to make billions of dollars
in bonuses,
squeeze for minimum wage on the bottom.
And I agree. This whole thing has to be tweaked. Like, American people should be bailed out for, I mean, they bailed out the big banks. They took, you know, they can't account for half the $1 billion they took. Hey, I just got another bill from the tax from the state. Hey, why don't you bail me out? Give me a tax break. You know, instead of just the corporations. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. The system as is, as an American, it needs to change. It has to be tweaked because it's not working fair. It's not working fair.
Well, it's not working fair, but that's what the capitalist system is. The people on the top get all of the money, and the workers on the bottom, you squeeze them to work for less so you can maximize your profits.
And I agree with you. When you do say socialism, especially in America, it gets kind of, you know, it kind of wigged out. It's almost like saying you're communist. Cause when I was talking to some Canadians and, you know, I mentioned, hey, you got a health system. I heard bad things, good things. And this 80-year-old lady who was at the Kanakapila, she looked at me, she goes, you guys are getting hosed. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you got this pharmacy and all these guys, they're hosing you. We love it in Canada. I love it. I got a stipend. She goes, I have medical, I'm covered. I don't have to worry about anything. But then I hear these older folks here losing their houses because of all the medical bills. She goes, we don't have that in Canada. She goes, you guys are getting screwed by corporations who's making all
Absolutely.
The money.
The pharmaceutical industry is part of the big corporate.
Yeah. And she said, I have to wait a little bit longer, but then I don't lose my house over something. Okay. I have medical when I need it, when I want it. And she says, I'm fine with this. You guys are being hosed that we don't like it. I love it. So I agree. Even our health system, like even now, we went to taxes. I was healthy last year. Thank God me and my wife didn't go to the doctor. We didn't have health insurance. Now I'm being penalized because I was healthy and didn't go to the doctor, but didn't have health insurance. I'm like, what? Now they're taxing me on that? That's why anytime you hear about tax for me, I'm just like, I'm taxed out of my brains. I lost my land for taxes. Now I got another big bill from the state that says I owe them more money because of GE tax. I'm like, I'm just working for taxes. It is crazy when all you do is you're working to pay off tax debt to a government because Section C says you owe them money. It's hard to have fun.
That's the main concern for the people.
Yep. And then they go after people like me because why? I'm not Donald Trump who could take them and drag them through court. I'm like, let's settle this because I can't hire a lawyer. I can't afford that. Can't let it just go because you're going to charge more interest than God knows what. And it's all paper stuff. So, yeah, I'm not too happy with the system the way it is.
Well, our attitudes towards words like socialism and stuff like that have been conditioned through all of our education, through all of our media. Our media is only owned by a few people. So any attitudes that is coming out of that is very pro-capitalism and pro-what we have established right now. But over the last 100 years or last 50 years especially, our attitudes have been super conditioned through the media that, oh, you hear the word. I mean, when I was growing up in high school and stuff like that, the word socialism, I didn't even think about it. That was like socialism and capitalism. That meant, you know, and the things that they were telling us about, oh, no, communism will come in and they'll dominate the people and people will be having to eat out of garbage cans. They're doing that in America right now. You see them in Hawaii every day digging in the garbage cans over here. This is what they warned us about, what would happen from socialism. But really, it's happening to us right now because of capitalism.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, the haves and the have-nots.
Anyway, socialism is an idea that people maybe need to get used to if they're concerned about their income and their financial situation especially. We need to look out for the people, not for the 1% or the 66 people that have all that money in the world. More than half of the people in the world. It's just amazing to think about. Billions of people, 66 people have, you know.
Yep. Well, we really appreciate your manal. It's always a pleasure to kuka talk with you and share thoughts. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha no. Well, cuz, that brings us to the end of our hour over here, and we did good. I want to thank all the callers here who called in at 826-7774 and 826-7771 to support your Kauai Community Radio. Yes, cuz.
Okay. Well, you know, as I was waiting and as I went to do my pledge, I just want to give a shout out to Mary Stone. Thank you for calling in and saying hi. Hi, how you, girl? Anyway, one of the things that I was reminded of, you know, sometimes you can't give out a chunk change and donate what you like, but there's something called a sustaining membership. So if those of you who'd like to, you know, you don't feel it when it comes out of the bank. It's like everything else. There are more things that come out of the bank that you feel, but this, if, you know, it comes out of the bank and you just don't feel it. So, during the next show, we'll talk about the sustaining membership, and many of our listeners might be interested in that. Right, Kez?
Hello? Yeah, right. No, I have an allergy that started, and I'm like, achoo, achoo.
Achoo, achoo, achoo? Oh, okay. But anyway, I want to thank all those who called in during the show and pledged. And again, mahalo for all those who support KTCR Kauai Community Radio. Thank you so much. Yeah?
Yeah, mahalo plenty. And aloha no, cuz we'll see you later.
Okay.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
And with that, we're going to go off into the sunset with the Kau Anu Lake Trio. Aloha no, and many thanks to all of the supporters out there.